You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is James P. Tucker, Jr., editor emeritus of American Free Press newspaper and the author of Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
It's always a pleasure.
Jim, there was an article in American Free Press last week. Will Bilderberg meet in England? American Free Press reporters still hunting for 2013 meeting site of secretive globalist group. And the article starts, it's looking more and more like this year, the annual Bilderberg meeting will be within 20 to 40 miles of London, June 9 to 11. Of course, last year it was over at the Westfields Marriott. And prior to you suspecting that Bilderberg was going to be in London, you had some indications that they were going to be in Westfields Marriott. What happened to put you back on their trail that they're going to be in London? How did that unfold?
Well, chasing Bilderberg is always a big adventure. Yes, we did think Westfields Marriott because the precise dates that Bilderberg was going to meet, they were all booked up. And I tried to make these reservations 2 or 3 months ago. I mean, imagine in January, you ask for a one-room reservation for June the 8th, and they're meeting June 7, 8, 9 in near London, and they're all booked up. So how Bilderberg managed that, I don't know, but we thought for a while that that might be where they're meeting because they were all booked up, could not even take one reservation for that weekend, could not rent a conference room because the conference rooms were all reserved, they said. And in case they've had a tracer on my telephone, we had individual American Free Press readers also try to make those reservations, and they could not. So Bilderberg went to a great deal of expense to rent out that whole place for the weekend just to deter us. So it's a lot of fun that we've uncovered in London, actually 18 miles out of London. There's absolute confirmation of that now. We're 100% sure, not just partially sure, because a longtime Bilderberg participant who's been helpful to us all these years gave final confirmation that it is at the Grove Suffolk Hotel, 18 miles from London, which is very typical. They've met there once before, at least, and I don't have the year right in front of me, but something like 1960-something. They've met there before, and so they're meeting there again. They've done this before, wait 20 or 30 years until everybody's the original hotel is dead or retired and come back to use the same facility again. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I won't be there now. I won't be flying airplanes anymore, but Mark Anderson will be there. He's been going to Bilderberg meetings with me for the last 4 or 5 years for that very purpose. We knew that there'd have to be a change in the guard in the fullness of time. And so he's a very good investigator, very energetic, works very hard at uncovering information while Bilderberg is in progress. In fact, 4 years ago, we had a lot of fun. Am I gassing off too long, or do you have a question you want to insert?
Jim, no. The listeners would want to hear what you're going to say. So 4 years ago, you had a little fun?
Yeah, while we were out at the Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, as you know, that's an easy drive from Washington International Airport, which is about 40 miles from Washington. It's easy to cover because people from Europe can always have an appointment at the White House or important meetings, economic groups in Washington. You always find a reason to go to Washington to cover your posterior. So the readers at home think, well, our president, our chancellor or whatever, is going to Washington. But he can duck over to the Bilderberg meeting on Friday evening and Saturday, Sunday, and Monday morning, go to Washington without the word Bilderberg even surfacing. Last time they were at Chantilly, got on telephone and emails to all the Washington area papers, including the tiniest little weekly newspapers, and including, of course, Washington Times and Washington Post. Well, the Washington Times reporter was there working very hard, talked to him a great deal, gave him a lot of information and a copy of the list of participants that somehow had fallen into my hands, and he did a good, thorough story. The Washington Post reporter, now this was quite comical, attended because when they learned on their email saying that all these newspapers, including the Washington Times, would be there, they had to be there. And they pretended, in their story, as they reported, pretended to be surprised that so many important people were meeting. Well, Donald Graham's been attending Bilderberg since his mother first took him there in knickers when he was a little boy.
Right.
The late Catherine Graham. In fact, the Phil Graham, who attended Bilderberg's first meeting under that name in 1954, had never missed a meeting. Then his Catherine Catherine Graham, came out of the kitchen and became publisher of the Post, which is easy enough for their big bureaucratic staff. You don't have to have any smarts to be publisher. And she attended all those meetings, taking Donald with him. And he continued after his mother died. But he had to pretend, be quoted in the Washington Post as being, oh, just so surprised that all these important people are meeting here. Gee, golly, all these people are meeting here. So we were able to do a story ridiculing him for pretending, quoting himself, or having the newspaper reporter quote him as being surprised and excited about all these important people attending this Bilderberg meeting as if he wasn't inside the same meeting himself. It's so ridiculous, but it also makes it fun.
All the world's a stage, right, Jim?
For them, it's a stage.
So how did you find out where they were going to be? How did you find out they were going to be in London? I mean, whatever you can reveal.
Well, it's a year-round job chasing them down, and we found out that the hotel where they'd met once before, this from a longtime Bilderberger who seems to think that it's wrong for them to be so anonymous and has been helpful for a lot of years. So he confirmed just today, gave absolute confirmation that the meeting will be in that town in 18 miles out of London, reconfirmed. So we're now 100% sure that it's a year-round job. I'll be looking for next year's Bilderberg meeting this next week, too. Never too early to spot, because typically their farewell breakfast on Monday morning is they gorge themselves. A Bilderberg member of the executive committee probably will stand up and say, as they're getting ready to leave, see you fellas next year in Germany or in Austria or name the country. And details to follow in by mail in by March the 1st of next year on the actual details. But see you in Germany. And so you narrow it down to one country, then you continue the search. It's a nonstop operation.
Is this the first Bilderberg you're going to miss in a while, Jim?
The first one I've missed in 30 years.
You sure you can't fly?
Well, the tolls of time. Now I can't stand up very long. Well, I'm 78 years old, and except for smoking 4 packs of cigarettes every day and drinking hard every day, I have such good life-extending habits.
You really smoke 4 packs a day?
No, actually, it's only 3 and some. I never finish the 4th pack.
Yeah, and what about the drinking? You were serious about that, too?
Well, if you can discover a better combination of whiskey and women, you got to be a queer.
Okay, so the date is now, just let me take a look at this from the article. It said June 9 to 11, but it's June 6 to 9, right? Is that what you're saying?
9 to 11.
Oh, it is 9 to 11. Okay. Do you think they pulled out of the United States because of you, because you bring attention to Bilderberg, and now basically everybody's there, and it would be harder for all these individuals and outlets to get over across the pond?
Well, they don't like me very much, and I'd be embarrassed if they did.
You can't blame
them. I don't hate the Bilderberg guys. It's just sneering contempt for those international criminals. Incidentally, every American who participates is committing a crime, is a criminal in immediate violation of the Logan Act. Now, under the Logan Act, Americans, individuals, can have a meeting, a group meeting, with federal employees. But it's got to be open. People have to be able to observe. Maybe not ask questions, but just the public has to be allowed to sit in and observe such meetings. If those meetings are closed, it's illegal. So a lot of apologists say, well, the Logan Act was passed in 1798, one of the first acts of the first Congress. Well, to those who say that laws die of old age, I'd explain that laws do not die of old age unless they've been sunsetted, like they started doing in recent years, adding a date that they expire unless renewed by Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, for those who think that laws can die of old age, I'd point out that the Logan Act has been expanded many times, improved and expanded over the centuries, including the 20th century. So if laws are die of old age, they're revived by amendments and being passed again by the Congress. So any way they spin it, the congressmen, the Washington bureaucrats, even the private citizens of the United States who attend those meetings are committing a crime. They are criminals, on top of being the criminal acts that Bilderberg always performs. Good works are done in sunshine. Evil is done within the cover of darkness. That's why they meet at night.
Right. And, of course, the Logan Act is from January of 1799, and it is a United States federal law that forbids unauthorized citizens from negotiating with foreign governments. It was passed in 1799 and last amended in 1994. Violation of the Logan Act is a felony punishable under federal law with imprisonment of up to 3 years. The text of the act is broad and is addressed at any attempt of a U.S. citizen to conduct foreign relations without authority. And that's exactly what's happening here, as you said. But I guess the law is just for the little guys, right, Jim?
Well, I was off by 1 year, Logan Act passed, but I was very young then, so...
Jim, I appreciate the time you took out to explain all this to the listeners, and thank you for being on Bilderberg Rear End. Because
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's why you're the builder.
Always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you, Jim. And I just want to, before we hang up, I just want to, again, let the listeners know about your book, which is, of course, I mentioned it before, Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. And in there, you can read about Jim's exploits all around the world, chasing Bilderberg, hunting them down. And, of course, when Jim wrote this book, Bilderberg was not quite the household name as it is today. So you can pick up Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary by going to AmericanFreePress.net, click on the store button, and it's prominently placed there. Just do a search for Jim Tucker or Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. Jim Tucker, the Bilderberg Hound, thanks again so much for the time you spent explaining all this to listeners, and looking forward to talking to you soon, Jim.
Very good. Bye.